One is underway. Lousy Dat Cheesy is in the Zerg and in the purple, and he's located in the bottom left corner of the map of Luna. And Super Killer, our BlizzForms representative, will be playing Protoss for this game, and he is in the red and located in the bottom right position. A Protoss versus Zerg game on Luna. What do you think, Des? Going to be an interesting game or going to be boring?
I think it will be an interesting game. I mean, Zerg versus Protoss is usual a fast game, and you can see a lot of units, a lot of strategies in the beginning, so I think we are going to see a good game. I hope so, at least.
Do you think Lousy is going to differ from his fast expansion build that he does in 99.999% of his games, or is he going to do the same traditional build like he always does?
To be honest, I think he will make the fast expansion as usual, because it's, well, a standard build for Zerg versus Protoss, or versus every race except of maybe Zerg. So, yeah, I think he's going to make a fast expansion, maybe a 12 pool, something like this, while I don't know if Protoss, I know, it doesn't look like Protoss makes a fast expansion, making his first gateway, so, yeah, he will make the fast expansion for sure.
And it looks like our two players are both on their initial scouting runs. Lousy Dat Cheesy is going to guess right again. I think this is the fourth straight game I've watched Lousy Dat Cheesy play, and he has guessed right in the location where his opponent is. It's amazing. But it looks like Super Killer is also going to guess correctly as well, as his probe is about ready to enter Lousy Dat Cheesy's main base. And what a surprise, Lousy Dat Cheesy has started the fast expansion at this point. Super Killer has the one gateway and also has an assimilator underway. So it'll be interesting to see what happens from here. Back to you.
Yeah, looks like the Protoss player, that means Super Killer, is going to tech instead of making the usual two-gate building versus Zerg. While we see the pool now being built by Lousy Cheesy. So this may be an interesting game. I don't know what strategy he's going to do. I'm used to play two gates myself, or a fast expansion, because you can pressure while you tech slowly. But in this case, well, Protoss will be forced to play more defensive. Although the first Zealot is now going to the base of Lousy Cheesy, because the pool is halfway done. So we will see some action very soon. Back to you.
Yeah, it's interesting to note that the games that I've seen Super Killer play, they've always been pretty aggressive games, and, well, I'll be honest too, sadly he's been dominating them, usually with those early initial rushes. Here comes his first cell. Looks like it's going to go up the main ramp into Lousy Dat Cheesy's main base. He does also has his probes sitting there as well, so it looks like he's going to try to start picking off a couple of these drones. And a couple drones are retreating, interestingly enough. There goes one drone, but here comes a group of Zerglings to repel this brief little excursion into his main base. Lousy Dat Cheesy also has himself a third hatchery underway, and the cybernetics core is done for Super Killer. Back to you.
Yeah, that's true. So we see a probe and a zealot through the base. The zealot has just been destroyed. Same goes with probe, while another Zealot has killed one drone at the expansion of Lousy Cheesy. But I think what Lousy Cheesy does is very good for, is a very good counter for the tech building, which the Protoss player is doing, because I think he's gonna mass Zerglings and just trying to overrun the Protoss base, and yeah, I think he may be able to do so. Although we see now Stargate being built by the Protoss player, so we'll see very soon. What are those ships again? Corsairs. Yeah, now we'll see soon some Corsairs. So yeah, we'll see about that, how that is going to change the game. But right now the Lynx are in front of the Protoss base, and well, just sitting there. We'll see what is happening soon. Back to you.
It's a pretty traditional move from Lousy. He basically has his Zergling sitting there to see, to basically be sure that his opponent isn't expanding, and it looks like Super Killer was on the route there with his one probe, but he completely ignores it, interestingly enough. And Lousy.cheesy also has an Overlord just sitting there, unprotected, right above the main ramp of Super Killer's main base, and there's a Dragoon just sitting there as well, along with two Zealots. That probe looks like it's going to go back into Lousy.cheesy's main base, but it's going to get destroyed before it hits the natural. So right now, Lousy.cheesy has this game pretty much where he wants it. He's got control, you know, with his Zerglings there. But wait a second, here's a Corsair picking off one of the Overlords, and it looks like, Super Killer's going the Dark Templar route with the Sairs. So DT and Sairs taking on Zerglings, and it looks like Lousy.cheesy sees that and is going for Hydralisks as well. So Lousy.cheesy has a pretty good position at this point, but it looks like Super Killer's trying to change the tide of the game early on. Back to you.
Yeah, the Corsair is now more or less in the base of Lousy.cheesy destroying the second Overlord, while the one that has been in the Protoss base has moved away north. So we're going to see Dark Templar very soon, because the Templar Archies have been built, the second gateway has been built, and the next pylon. So, the Corsair is there, sitting there, trying to chase an Overlord. Maybe he's going to able to take the last one, because now a Hydralisk is coming out. I don't know if he can take out that Overlord. Looks like he will be able to do so. And yeah, Lousy.cheesy should be safe of that coming Dark Templar. Oh, okay, now we see an attack move from Super Killer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Zealots and one Dragoon, but they just stopped moving to Lousy.cheesy's base. We see there three Sunkens, some Zerglings, like maybe 15, like 18, something around that, and three Hydralisks. I guess we are gonna see some Lurks soon, or I don't know, I see a Spire now being built. Maybe that was a fake tech, I don't know. He has done that to me before. We have had two warm-up games, and he had tried to do the same thing with me. So I don't know if his strategy is going to be Lurk, or Hydralisk, or Middlelisk. So, yeah, back to you.
If I had to take a guess, I believe that Spire is going to be intended to get Scourged, that are intended to pick off those Corsairs that are, well, picking on the Overlords from Lousy.cheesy. But back at Super Killer's main base, he has decided to expand to his natural. He also has a photon cannon being established along with his zealot force of 6 and 1 Dragoon. And he's got a Dark Templar, however, sitting right outside of Lousy.cheesy's natural. In the inside of Lousy.cheesy's main base, however, he has one Corsair attempting to pick off a couple of Overlords. And also Super Killer has seen that his opponent has a Spire, but not without having his Corsair bite the dust. Here comes the second Dark Templar, looks like, down to the natural base of Lousy.cheesy as well. So it looks like, yes, that's what I was wondering. Lousy.cheesy looks like he's going to go his traditional route with probably Ultralisks and probably Defilers. He has himself a Hive probably coming here in the next few minutes, as he has a Queen's Nest being built immediately to the left of his hatchery at his natural base. Super Killer looks like he's taken a little bit more of an aggressive position, as here comes his group of Zealots, Speedlots, by the way, and it looks like we might have our first, battle in a long while, but he's going to see that there's a group of three Sunken Colonies, a bunch of Zerglings. That's probably not a good idea at this point, so Super Killer goes back on the retreat. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, we see now an Archon being morphed in the main base of the Protoss player. The four just making an upgrade. I guess it's the plus one attack upgrade, so that means that he's gonna be able to shred through the Zerglings very soon. Okay, we see three Mutalisks, and the Hive is upgrade, or is gonna be upgraded to the Hive, yes, whatever. And I don't really know what Lousy.cheesy is doing, because he has just his expansion and his main base, and looks like, well, he's trying to go very fast to, I don't know, maybe Cracklings or Ultralisks or a Defiler. We'll see about that very soon, but it looks strange to me, because usually before Zerg does that, he has let's say three expansions or something around that. We see two Zerglings being sent away through the map to see whether there is an army or another expansion from the Protoss player, but the Zergling is sent back, and it looks like the Zerg army, is standing there doing nothing. Same goes for Superkiller. He's building photon cannons. He's building a second Archon, and has his army sitting around there, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Zealots, 2 Archons, 1 Dragoon. There's not a lot of facts. Okay, we see another expansion for Lousy Cheesy at the Mineral only at 9 o'clock, while a Dark Templar is patrolling around at the top right corner of the map, and we're gonna see an attack very soon, I guess, from Lousy Cheesy. Back to you.
Yeah, back at Lousy.Cheesy's main base, I think he tricked both of us, as he has an upgrade to a Greater Spire underway, so we'll probably be seeing Guardians out of Lousy.Cheesy. And right now there's a large group of Zerglings, probably 30, maybe 40, with a couple of Hydralisks that were taking a more aggressive route, but instead Superkiller's on the attack with his group of, he was on the attack momentarily, but he decides to sit and wait. Pretty strange overall, too, from Lousy.Cheesy, as usually at this point he has at least, probably 3 or 4 more expansions. And it looks like Lousy.Cheesy is trying to expand here to the expansion at the 9 o'clock position, but a Dark Templar from Superkiller sees that and is starting to attack that hatchery. So now here's the question, is Lousy.Cheesy going to send anything up there to defend it? No, he doesn't. He cancels the hatchery and his drone bites the dust. So another failed expansion from Lousy.Cheesy. Although really, he hasn't attempted a lot of them, so surprising. And he also has 3 Guardians that are being morphed, but plus 4 that have already been morphed. And it looks like Lousy.Cheesy is probably going to use those to go after either the natural or the main base of Superkiller. Back to you.
Yeah, the army of the Protoss player is growing even more, while the Guardians are now moving to the expansion base. This is gonna be very interesting now, because the Protoss player has almost no anti-air. I guess he has none. He has just his 2 Archons, 1 Templar is there, and 4 Goons, while now the Cracklings are going out. Are they Cracklings? No, they're still Zerglings. And he tried to move out while, the Guardians are now attacking the expansion base. And the Protoss player, Superkiller, is trying to attack the main base, but 3 Sunkens and a lot of Zerglings are chasing them away or are defeating the attack. Yeah, back to you.
Boy, quite a bit of action was going on there, and had Superkiller basically seeing that Lousy.Cheesy had his attack force destroyed pretty well coming towards Superkiller's main base, so he decided to attack a little bit, but he couldn't make much progress into that main base, and Lousy.Cheesy had his group of Guardians eating away at the natural expansion of Superkiller, and he just successfully destroyed the Nexus at that natural. Superkiller, however, not going to put up for that, decides to go to the expansion located at the 3 o'clock position. It already has 2 photon cannons and a couple of other defensive stuff basically guarding that position at this point. But those Guardians are continuing to go attack Superkiller's forces, but Lousy.Cheesy doesn't realize it soon enough. 2 Guardians, 3 Guardians bite the dust without Lousy.Cheesy realizing that they were in harm's way. Meanwhile, Lousy.Cheesy attempted to expand yet again, this time at the 6 o'clock position, and another Dark Templar, though, is biting away at this hatchery, but Lousy.Cheesy has a few overlords there to protect that position. So Superkiller's natural no longer exists, but also those Guardians from Lousy.Cheesy that destroyed the natural also no longer exist. Back to you.
Back to me. We see now a big attack coming from, it's such a big attack from Superkiller. He has 1 Archon, he has 4 Goons attacking the expansion, while there are 5 Sunken Colonies being morphed. So, yeah, the hatchery is gonna go down right now. Yes, exactly. And, The Shankons will defeat that attack, I guess, but the Hatchery has gone, while the mineral only from Super Killer at 3 o'clock is at full position, has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 7 cannons. So it doesn't look bad for Super Killer, although his expansion has gone. Yeah, looks like an interesting game. Lachizi was able to surprise him with his Guardians, but Super Killer is now strengthening his army, building a lot of goons, a lot of zealots. He has a plus 2 attack upgrade already, while Lachizi has no upgrades. So very soon the Protoss army will be able to eat any of the Zerg units very well, the longer the game goes. Yeah, back to you.
Yeah, I've got to ask you a question. Are you surprised that Lousy.Cheesy took a more, well, a riskier build approach in this point with the Guardians? As again, right at this point, he's got 6 more Guardians being spawned. Again, it doesn't seem to me that's a very traditional Zerg approach. Versus Super Killer, who's playing a very traditional Protoss approach, has lots of Templars, you know, the Zealots, couple Dragoons, just that standard Protoss thing versus a pretty unconventional strat from Lousy.Cheesy. So why do you think Lousy.Cheesy decided to go this route? To be different, or did he think it was a better way to play? What do you think?
Oh, I think he did it for a surprising meaning. So he just wanted to surprise him, to take him off guard, to just overwhelm him by making an unusual build, because, well, as I said before, maybe, I don't know, I have made a show match, or, well, I have made 2 matches before versus him, and in the first game he did the same thing to me, or to be honest, in 2 games he did the same thing to me. I think he's just doing it to catch him off guard, to surprise him, and to take that win away by surprising him.
Yeah, in the meanwhile...
Yeah,
in the meanwhile, Lousy.Cheesy attempted to expand against the mineral-only expansion at the 9 o'clock position, but Super Killer wisely again sent another Dark Templar in to destroy that hatchery, so Lousy.Cheesy only has that one expansion producing any money for him. Looks like Super Killer is in a pretty dominating position. Surprises me, because Lousy.Cheesy played really unconventional. Then again, perhaps that's a product of this being the first game as well, maybe trying to send a message to his opponent. But unfortunately for Lousy.Cheesy, I believe this might be the beginning of the end. Back to you.
Yeah, it looks like the beginning of the end, although Lousy.Cheesy's doing well in defending his positions, but Super Killer is just in a better position. He has rebuilt his expansion, his natural expansion. He has a big army, a well-mixed army. He has a lot of units, of different units. So he should be able to... Yeah, he should be able to defeat Lousy.Cheesy in the longer way. Because it looks like he doesn't really know what to do. Lousy.Cheesy doesn't really know what to do. He's moving around, but he's very... Yeah, he's pressed in his own base. He's not able to move too far away. He has tried several times to expand, but yeah, it doesn't really work. And yeah, I think this game is almost over. Although there may be some possibilities for Lousy.Cheesy. But yeah, it's very difficult to come back from this point on, because Super Killer has a very big army and is now attacking the rest of the 6 o'clock expansion that is just, well, it's just 5 Shankons that are melting down right now. While Lousy.Cheesy is trying to defeat it with a group of Zerglings, but yeah, they just melt away. The upgrades are too high from the Super Killer. Yeah. GG now from Lousy.Cheesy. It's over. Yeah, first game 1 win for Super Killer.
Super Killer takes game number 1 of this best-of-7 championship series in the BGN Invitational Tournament 4 in 19 minutes and 44 seconds on the map of Luna. Super Killer had a final score of 95,095 versus Lousy.Cheesy's final score of 77,101. In hindsight, I have to. I think one of the keys to that game, though, was Super Killer getting those Dark Templar, exploring around the map, and basically almost scaring Lousy from expanding to those areas where he usually does in other games. It's almost like Super Killer found a perfect, you know, strategy that worked against Lousy.Cheesy, and Lousy.Cheesy decided to go something a little bit untraditional, something that I don't know if he's as comfortable with. So I think that combination right there is probably a good reason why Super Killer took game number one. Your thoughts about the first game, Desastroso?
My thoughts. Okay, that was, as you said before, a very unorthodox strat from Lousy Cheesy. It looked good at the beginning because he was able to, to destroy the natural expansion from Super Killer, but he somehow managed to slam back to, to harm Lousy Cheesy very hard by making him not being able to expand, as you said. So it was a nice game. It was an orthodox game. I'm looking forward to the next one, and I just want to see what Lousy Cheesy is going to do next time, what strategy he's going to use, because as I said before, Zerg vs. Protoss is usually a very, it's a matchup with a lot of variations in the beginning, a lot of variations in strategy, as we have seen right now here.
Alright, in just a moment, we will begin game number two of this best of seven affair with Super Killer leading 1-0. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio. Alright, that's the end of that broadcast. That's the end of that file.